It's 8:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. State public health officials say coronavirus has not peaked in Colorado, but it might be leveling off. Rachel Herlihy is the state epidemiologist. She says the data show that Colorado's efforts to slow the spread of the virus appear to be working.
We do seem to be experiencing a slowing of our increase and perhaps even a plateau in the number of cases with the level of social distancing and the stay-at-home order we have in place right now.
Herlihy says the next few days should show the full effect of social distancing and whether the daily case count might decrease. Colorado's total confirmed cases stands at almost 8,000. A new project by Colorado's History Museum aims to record how Coloradans are dealing with the pandemic. Jason Hansen is the chief creative officer at History Colorado. He says the things people are sharing online give historians a new way of understanding how COVID-19 is affecting their lives.
We have the tools now, in a way that people have never had before, historians have never had before, to really try and capture that big quilt of experience. And that's what we're doing with this project.
The museum is collecting stories from residents over the phone, in an online journal, or at historycolorado.org. Educators in Denver are concerned that undocumented students and families aren't accessing remote learning opportunities. Some families say they're afraid to sign up for free Comcast internet because they have to upload photo ID. They say that could make them targets for deportation. Tiffany Choi leads the Denver Classroom Teachers Association. She's worried about students who aren't connected.
Given the anxiety and the uncertainty around financial stresses, food, housing, and then on top of that, internet access, those are all now barriers to an equitable education.
Comcast says it doesn't track or report their customers' immigration status. Sunny skies today for Denver and Colorado Springs, then rain and snow tomorrow.